Good evening, members and guests. This is N5ALW for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 17th at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up for you. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on the website at www.boonvilleart.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check out? This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff.
Hi, good evening, KD2AIT. We're just working here online. Been kind of busy the last few days trying to get a bunch done here. So not really a lot to report. Nice day out and open for some more. Got the Cardinal planted too, by the way. So we'll turn it back to you. This is KD2AIT.
All right, Jeff. Real fine. Yeah, it was a nice day. I was out myself, played 9 holes, and enjoyed that. Went out with a buddy and got back about 4 o'clock. Looked like it was getting pretty cloudy, almost to the point of getting rain, but didn't see any. A little cool, but that's all right. For a day that was forecast for rain, this was a nice day. Okay, this is N5ALW, looking for more check-ins.
KA2ZZ.
KA2VOA.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, how are you doing this evening? KA2ZNZ. Jack. How are you this evening?
Yeah, good evening, Bob. Everybody on board? Well, we had a pretty nice day down here today. There were some clouds and mostly sun. And the sun was quite warm. It stayed in the 60s, which is fine with me. Right now, we're about 62 degrees. Supposed to go down a little bit lower tonight, but it'll rain tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. Maybe get it out of the system before the weekend anyways. And we are building a special plant, but like the nice weather anyways. So that's about it. Not too much exciting today. 7-3's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Sounds like you're ready for some warmer weather like we all are. Yeah, I think we're going to get it, but we just got to be patient. It's going through a little rainy spell, and I think it'll clear up probably by the weekend. At least the forecast I heard sounded like it was going to be that way, so I hope so. Okay. Well, you have a fine evening. KA2VLA, clear. are you this evening?
Good evening, Bob. This is KA2VA. I couldn't find your call sign in the scrap paper that I got that I take records, official records on. They get one buried on the other. So I have to look them up early. My memory isn't that well. We trimmed the lilac bushes today. We have about five or six lilac bushes that the wife likes to take care of. And there's now and then you get a dead limb. And so I trimmed them out. And they had a elderly lady who likes lilacs, so I took down a bouquet of two-color lilacs. So that's about the only good thing I did. There's only, we'll say, 73.
Well, you're like us, Clint. My wife and I both like lilacs. We tried growing them for a while and didn't have a whole lot of luck. I think it probably was where we were planting them. And I bought a plant last year. I think it was at, might have been a fair or a gardening thing. It was one of the Thursday deals over at, where they have snowmobile races. Been over there a few times and I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, we got a little plant there. And we planted it in the fall and came up in the spring. And doggone thing is only about 2.5 feet tall. And it's got two lilacs on it. Well, we're just proud as can be with that thing. So hopefully it'll turn into a larger plant and give us a little more fragrance. Really like them. A good report. Thank you. And always a pleasure to hear you and have you on the air. All right, this is N5AOW looking for more check-ins. Seems like a quiet evening. Not a whole lot going on. Are there any comments, queries on late check-ins at this time?
KD2AIT, the comment.
Valley service net, return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jeff, Jack, and Clint for checking in, and those that listened. 73 to all. Have a good evening. This is N5AOW clear.
N5AOW is KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, N5AOW. Hi, Jeff.
Thanks for picking up the bet last night. We got running so late here, we didn't even get dinner until almost 9 o'clock, so I couldn't do it. I appreciate you picking it up, KD2AIT.
No problem. Always glad to help. Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't anticipate, but it happens, and got to get it covered, so that worked out good. All right, well, you have a good evening. And we'll talk with you tomorrow at 73 and 5AOW clear.
KC2WI. KC2WI is KD2AIT. What's going on?
Well, I just heard the net here. I was out cutting the grass, just finishing that up. I went to, they went to Watertown today for the, West Bunch. It's the first time I've gone up there for, I think, last fall or summer sometime. I can't remember. And I've been wanting to go, but I'm always busy, or the weather's really bad. Or maybe in the fall, the weather was really good, and I didn't want to drive to Watertown if I wasn't going to be working. And I got out a little bit late. I hemmed and hawed about doing it because I had work, but I don't know, I'm going to go. Then I got up to Martinsburg and up the end of Cemetery Road, prepared to take a right on West Road, Road closed, local traffic only, had to come all the way back down into Lowellville and back up, so that was another 15 minutes delay. And got up there about noon, had lunch. Ponderosa was at this time, and yakked for a while, and I wasn't going to stay there too long, but I managed to not get back here until 6:30. I was going to come back, figure I'd have a little time to do something, and then go to the towpath records, but by the time I got back here, I almost was going to go down anyway just to socialize. I said, you know what, I take a walk and then socialize, I said to myself. Well, I'm looking at that grass that hasn't been cut yet, it's going to rain tomorrow, and maybe I better do that this evening. So that's got the lawnmower out, cut the grass. So that's the report here. KC2WI.
Alright, there weren't a lot of people out on the towpath tonight. I was out there, a little after 7. Somewhere there, I think I passed maybe one or two people. The whole part there between my house and up there was the Hawkinsville Road there, so I didn't pass a lot of people. But the kids had a concert up there at the school tonight, so I imagine a lot of parents and they're up there.
That might be. I was going to go straight to Boonville, and if I had done that, I'd have been there at maybe 6:40 or something like that. I figured my back was killing me the last couple of days. It's just so I went out and mowed the grass, of course. I didn't move the snowmobile. Well, yes, I did. Not the big one. And like I said, I just said, you know, I just spent the whole day not really getting anything done. Maybe I better just stay here. Got to be like a little after 7. You know, I stopped, came in, checked a couple things, looked at the radar. It didn't look like it was going to rain down there, but I don't know, maybe a lot of people thought it was going to rain, so they didn't come. Although, the people right in Boonville, you know, it'd be not a big deal. But, anyway, I don't know. Maybe next week. It always seems to be something going on Thursday night. But, maybe I didn't miss a big crowd. I missed it last week. I think last week was the big rainstorm you guys must have had, but we didn't have here.
We haven't had any rain here, really. We had a little bit of rain yesterday, just for a little bit. I wouldn't even call it a rainstorm. It was just a mist. But we haven't had much rain here at all.
Well, I've lost track because one Thursday I didn't go because I went to the business after hours, and it was sort of iffy, windy, you know, but I think it was fine. But I figured I might go there and then, you know, scoot out and go down to Boonville, but I didn't. I think that was 2 weeks ago, and then I think it was last week that, you know, I thought about it, and I was working, and I looked at the radar, and it was kind of threatening here. You know, I mean, it was dark and could rain at any time, but it really didn't. But I looked at the radar, and boy, it showed right on the border, Oneida County border, and to the west, just massive stuff. And I thought, well, it's not raining here, but I'll bet it's raining or gonna rain down there. And I think maybe that was the night that they got that flash flood in Port Lyden. I didn't know anything about it. I never would have thought that it never really rained here. And I was trying to figure out what night that was. Paul, WF2PJR said he thought, maybe that was that. I could, you know, that was probably Thursday. So I missed it for 2 weeks, and I hate to miss the things, but, you know, I spent a lot longer in Watertown. At least I didn't spend a ton of money like I do sometimes up there. I did a lot of looking around, and I went into Best Buy, and I just looked at stuff, and I looked quickly at Staples, and looking at all the tablets and, you know, touchscreen computers and stuff like that. I didn't buy anything. I would have bought I need a replacement DVD burner for a computer. And my God, the Best Buy had it, but they were, you know, $40-something dollars for just a regular internal burner, and that's kind of an outrageous price, I think, so I didn't get one. But it's pretty interesting, some of the stuff. I'm headed towards buying a Windows 8 tablet or probably not a Surface Pro because they're outrageously expensive, but something.
Well, good luck in that search. I'm not getting anything new anytime soon, at least unless I have to. All right, Pete, I got to get back to work here. I got a lot to do. I had to take the wife up. Doctor's appointment this morning, so I missed some work, and I got to make it up here tonight. So, all right, well, you have a good one there, and I'll catch up with you later. It's KD2 AIT, clear on your final.
Yeah, I don't really need one. I mean, I have laptops. You know, it's kind of a toy, which I probably wouldn't buy. If I was making the big bucks, I would, somewhere. But the only reason I'm kind of wanting to get something is just so that I have something with Windows 8, and I could put it in one of my computers that I have, you know. But the tablet kind of thing, there's some utility to that, so I'm kind of leaning towards, I don't know what, but I saw a little Staples, I think, had a little Dell, can't remember what the name of it, an 8-inch tablet. It was only like $250. I didn't really play with the thing, but I have some uses for it. I could put a lot of my files and stuff that I, you know, want to look things up, look up customer information, and have the darn thing with me. And if I did it on a Windows tablet, I could just, you know, put text files and whatever. I just copy stuff. I wouldn't have to worry about, you know, an Android thing where I had to sync it and do this and do that and hook it up. I could just copy files. So that's kind of my thought. Anyway, talk to you later, KC2WI.
Traffic and emergency net Occam. Currently on the 145.17 stations for Occam. Come now, please.
Says KD2 AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KD2 AIT. Hi, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Occam?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, we have KD2AIT, Jeff. KC2NBU, Ray. And N2WBX, Dennis. Thank you all for coming in, do appreciate it. Anyone else rock that? This is KB2KOJ for Acton. This is KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'll make this a final call, four stations, with or without traffic. Anyone wishing to sign in Acton, stay into Acton stations, come now, please. Final call.
Evening, Mark, N5AOW, no traffic.
N5AOW, Bob, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. And, Bob will have some traffic for you tomorrow night, so if you could come in, we'd love to have you. I know it's, you got a birthday tomorrow.
I'm trying to forget that one, but you know, you get to this point, Mark, you try to forget all of them. But anyway, sounds good. Copy that. N5AOW.
Yeah, we like to think of you on your birthday because you do check in and we do send traffic for birthdays, so kind of a nice thing to do here, so. Alrighty, N5AOW, we got you. Anyone else track that? Double somebody. Final call for Acton, four stations, with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 tomorrow. I hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is clear.
KC2WY and 5AOW. Pete, just wanted to let you know I got in on the live for check-in this evening. I caught it late after I closed the net, but that's okay. And 5AOW clear.